49 past the hour with Glenn the Sing. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Yo.
It's morning's edition on Air America Radio. I'm poking through the emails here. What the hell is this? How old is the girl Lucy? I listen to Air America for comfort, not to be hearing, quote, old boys, unquote. Old boys. What does that mean? Who's, I don't know how old Lucy is.
She's like 30.
No, you get old. Oh, that good. That good for you. You'll have to, you're going to have to deal with the Celtic wrath.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She's like 30. You don't ask women how old they are.
I love Lucy.
I know, but you
know,
we're not perverted old men talking about it.
I think she, it was something about the use of the word girl, perhaps. I you know, it's weird you get these cryptic
emails.
But he
said Jim Sheridan said girl, didn't he?
Yeah, so it's his fault.
Yeah,
exactly.
Blame the Irish guy.
The Irish guy over there in Dublin with his movies. It's his fault.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the joke that I
yeah, we phoned Jim Sheridan in the break and told him the joke, too. He didn't think it was very funny.
He didn't think it was very funny. But what? Now, what I want to know is we got a guy wandering around the studio. Okay, he looks to me. He looks.
So
right.
We're dealing with all of Marin's racial sensitivities. Yeah, right.
I thought it was a ratio.
Ladies and gentlemen, our race segment here on Morning Tradition.
Ratio Sands
be installing upholstery in the studio.
Does he have nothing better to do?
And no, you kept saying it.
Well, what
you
mean?
But first of all, you're like, that's that guy from Mad TV, yelling.
I know,
at the man.
I know, but you guys are insinuating that it's racial in some way. I didn't know that Horatio Sanz was Mexican. And then you were saying
Sanz? Horatio?
But wait, Horatio Sanz, what is it? It doesn't sound Mexican
to
me.
According to Dave Goliath, anyone's name ending in an O is Latin.
What is that theory, Dave?
Of in a vowel.
I don't know. It just seems the whole truth. I mean, they're Italian peoples, but.
They're Italian people's butt? Horatio?
I don't know.
Antonio?
My last name's Lopresto.
So you're just
you're
a Mexican.
Not,
then. A Latino, I should say. I don't want to be specific. It could be South American. Could be Guatemalan. We should interview the guy.
Probably Guatemalan.
Can we interview the guy? I feel bad now.
Horatio Sanz's probably not Mexican. He's probably some other Latin type of guy.
Latin type of guy.
Okay.
You think? Is America real?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's the last days of this show, I'll tell you that. But here we No, here's the joke I told Roddy Doyle, which I thought was completely reasonable, because I liked it. I wouldn't have told. I'm not an inappropriate guy. I'm sensitive.
Not at all.
No, but I'm sensitive. I'm certainly not inappropriate that way.
Wait, let's clear this up. Marin is overly sensitive, especially to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Sure.
Yeah, I was made that way at the very big early days of this network. Here we go. What we're doing here is the joke. Here's the joke. These two Irish guys immigrate to America. It's during the Wild West time. I don't know what time that would be. In the early 1800s, okay? And they go into a bar, and they can't find work, and they're in the bar, and the bartender says, you got to go out west, where they're given $1 a scalp if you scalp Indians. So these guys are like, great. They get on a coach, and they go out west, and they get some horses, and they go out into the Wild West, and all of a sudden they find themselves surrounded by Indians up on a ridge, literally thousands of Indians. And one Irish guy says to the other, we're going to be rich.
You know
what? What?
You know what I like, though? I like that it's offensive to Irish people and not Indians. Like, yeah. It's a joke about scalping Indians.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the Irish people that you're worried about offending.
Oh, God. Dude.
What color is the sky in his world?
This is a historical joke.
Now we're going to parse it. Oh, no.
I'd like to say,
historical context.
As the only Irish person on mic right now, I have to say I'm a bit offended by it, but like all good Irish people, I'll just hold it in and go home and beat my wife.
Your new wife. It's already come to that. Oh, man. Yeah, but look, why don't you have a drink on top of that? Let's have a couple cocktails before you beat your wife. Good for you. In all honesty, I meant no offense by it. You know, I really didn't, and I hope he didn't take it that way. He laughed, and then he walked out and shook your hand and gave me that look that, you know, Irish people give you. You know?
Uh-oh.
That one where they just burn through you with their black eyes.
Yeah, we call that the gypsy stink eye.
You're punchy, man.
The past 2 days we made fun of gypsies, Mexicans, eating babies.
Yeah.
We're on a roll.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. I got a guy coming doing some cover art for my new CD that's going to come out in 2 years. You know, the one I made a year ago? But he heard the Jim Earl piece. The
you
what
mean,
is it?
You mean?
Todd Brad.
Yeah.
Policy and
list. Yeah, that's the one.
Right. So we got some emails about that, you know, and the guy, this guy Tubbs, who's doing my cover art, says, yeah, it was really disturbing. I was really upset with it until he eats the baby at the end, because before he ate him, I didn't know if it was funny or not. He said that, and I'm like, well, thank God we had him eat the baby to let you off the hook, you know. Well, you know, Jim is, you know, he's at the edge of his sanity, and that's what's coming out. We're looking forward to some more deeply dark pieces of comedy from Jim.